In education, old ideas tend to come around again, and one charter school in Washington, D.C. has resurrected an idea that had almost faded away in public school systems. The boarding school. Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Under the fluorescent lights of the girls' dorm, about a dozen giggling seventh graders are brushing their teeth and ironing khaki uniforms. It's already been a long day, but they're trying to squeeze in one more chore before bedtime at 9:15 sharp.
Lights out, ladies!
Most public schools have already been closed for 6 hours, but at the Seed School, the learning continues right up to bedtime. These kids, in grades 7 through 12, live here. Monday through Friday, this is their world, a miniature campus of tidy new buildings surrounded by a 10-foot-high fence. The school was built in the heart of one of Washington's toughest neighborhoods with the intention of immersing urban kids in an academic environment. To do that, the school puts its students on a highly structured schedule. They're up at 6:30 and in class from 8 to almost 4. The rest of the day is just as frenetic. After-school activities range from yearbook class...
Grab a picture really quickly and let's just go ahead and insert it.
...to dance class... to soccer.
It's a holistic solution.
Rajiv Vinakota, a management consultant turned educational entrepreneur, founded the school in 1997.
It doesn't try to find a silver bullet because I don't believe there is one. It's hard work, resources, and a safe, secure, nurturing environment where our students have access to role models, sleep here, and buy into the culture of this college prep environment.
The students get 35 to 40 minutes for dinner, then have a mandatory study hall session. The students' teachers are gone by then, but a team of boarding instructors picks up where they left off. This rigid schedule pays off for students such as Avia Maverick. When she started here in 2001, Maverick was in trouble a lot and spent many a Saturday morning in detention. And when detention was over and she went home for the rest of the weekend, she'd hang out with her friends from her neighborhood. But Maverick says at the end of seventh grade, she decided to straighten up. And now, she says, she doesn't see much of her old friends.
We hang out for like 5 minutes, but they know that, you know, I've changed and I don't really want to hang out that much, and I'm not really down for going up into places where we have no business being and just acting a fool. So they respect it, and that's pretty cool.
Maverick says if she hadn't come here, she'd still be acting the fool with her friends. Asked what she wants to do with her life, Maverick ticks off her career choices.
Architecture, but engineering especially, because I love math. It's a lot that goes into it, but I'm looking at it now and my eyes get all big whenever I think about it, so it's real cool.
Maverick's inspiration comes at a price, though. This charter school gets $23,000 each year per student from the city to pay for the cost of boarding students. That's almost four times what other schools in Washington get. 5 miles away at Anacostia High School, Principal James Wilson gets a faraway look in his eyes as he thinks about what he could do with all that money.
Just make sure that my roof does not leak, and make sure my classrooms are painted, and just make sure that the restrooms are functional, and make sure that we have those things that would make students comfortable here.
Wilson says he's not jealous of the Seed School. He thinks it's a good idea, but he says the city should give schools such as his more money, especially since the boarding school is not an option for everyone. There's a lottery to get in. That doesn't sit well with Principal Wilson.
Every time I hear the word lottery, someone is being chosen through a lottery. People say, well, that's a fair way of doing it.
Wilson says kids shouldn't have to win a lottery to get a decent education. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer.